Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Spiegs and I will be playing in the poker tournament as bounties, and I have two podcasts to do tonight.
Danny, I'm just more so confused why you aren't including the names of the podcasts you're doing tonight. I think it's great you're doing Caller Daddy.
That would be big.
Daddy gang, can you hear me? Hello, it is the Alexandra Cooper, and I am sitting with what I would consider the ultimate daddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It should be noted, I have a co-author on the project, Ben Kaplan.
And last podcast on the left he's doing, which is very exciting.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Why write a book? Well, Ben Kaplan's been my best friend since third grade.
You're doing Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend today.
I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Hey there, welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
My best friend since third grade, Ben Kaplan.
Before or after Hot Ones tomorrow?
I would love to be on Hot Ones.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? For First We Feast, I'm Sean Evans, and you're watching Hot Ones. It's the show with hot questions and even hotter wings.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Me and my buddy, Ben Kaplan, we've been best friends since third grade.
Are you doing Score Values? Is that tomorrow or the next day?
I don't think so.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Ben is my best friend since third grade.
I think it's after he does Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
My best friend since third grade, Ben Kaplan.
Right before Sports Medicine Weekly.
Right.
I'll go anywhere.
Managing partner and sports medicine specialist for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole here, along with Steve Cash.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Ben Kaplan's been my best friend since third grade.
Which one of these is he on with Aaron Rodgers? Do we know?
Train by day, Joe Rogan podcast by night, all day.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That is DMT.
Chris Tannehill is the best sound producer anywhere in radio.
Oh, pull it up, Jamie.
Where's he spouting conspiracy theories?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, no.
What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby.
Thanks for having me on,
Ben Kaplan. We've been best friends since third grade.
His cousin dies in a plane crash when he was running against Hillary Clinton. Like, I'm not saying that was a conspiracy, but it's kind of a weird coincidence.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
One, two, three.
And here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I think I can honestly say that is the first time I've ever wanted Tanny's Opens to be shorter. That was just agonizing. I don't know that I could have done. I don't know that I can deal with that again at 5 o'clock. Good thing we've got AJ Brzezinski coming up at 5. Whew, that's good.
It's funny because I just turned to Tanny. I said, "That's your best one." that was the best one.
It was very funny. It was very funny, but just cringy. cringy for me. My appearance on the Richard Deitch podcast, though, is out today, so that's exciting. Go check it out. Pipeline of the Pros, it's doing very well. Did it with my best friend since third grade, Ben Kaplan. Not sure if I had mentioned that. It's weird. You write a book with someone, and then you get booked on all the interviews because that's my part of the project, and I know all the people. You want to be sure that you shout your guy out. So I guess getting a little repetitive there. I would have turned down a couple of those appearances. Probably just the one. But yeah.
Sports Medicine Weekly is not that controversial.
Yeah. And I know score values is not an ideal listening time, you know, but we do well on social with it.
So. Sure.
And Alex Kuhn is a very warm and welcoming host.
Right. I should not be so dismissive to Alex Kuhn or Al, who I always confuse with Alex Jones. I was like, which one?
Does the demographic that listens to score values know what social media is? Do we know
that's
that?
Funny.
For
that's
sure?
Actually going to be a topic on the next score values.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Alex, get on it.
Yeah, it's going to be very good. It's going to be a good episode. I'll be there. I'll pretty much do anything, though, to promote the book. So my DMs are open if anyone out there has a great idea. I'll see you at the book stall on May 8th. That's the next event that we're doing with the book. But lots to do today. We just found out AJ Pierzynski added to the show today at 5 o'clock. He's doing the Sox Twins game for Fox Sports 1. So that White Sox on national TV. What could go wrong? What could go wrong with AJ Pierzynski, who was an ambassador for the White Sox, who no longer is an ambassador of the White Sox because of critical comments, now being on a microphone talking about a 3-win team in front of a national audience? But we'll get to Bulls. We'll get to Bears. It is draft week. Cannot wait to get to Detroit with Shane and Spiegs and our boss Ryan Porth as we go to Detroit and have one bathroom in our Airbnb, and we're doing the shows. It's going to be excellent. Seriously, you should be watching our Twitch and our YouTube broadcast of the draft Thursday night. You don't need the NFL Network. You don't need ESPN. Make us your main screen. Make us your second screen. Just have us with you. The graphics are incredible. The production that's going into this, our access, our analysts. We really do think we'll put on a great Chicago-centric show for you on Thursday night. And a lot of people have been working very, very hard of it on it. So we're very excited to go to Detroit, and we hope that you'll listen as well as watch us on Thursday night.
It's going to be streamed on Twitter as well.
If
that's another option for you, too. Yeah, we're going to launch the Twitter stream live for the first time on Thursday, too.
Wow. Okay, so yeah. YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter.
Correct.
For your video components. Correct. And then, of course, 670 Odyssey app, wherever you get your listening. But
yeah, Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka, very good work.
Yeah, they've done incredible work. We're very, very excited to see how it all comes together. And again, we got Shane, who will be reporting from Inside the Draft, Grody from Hallis Hall, me and Spiegs hosting at Buffalo Wild Wings in Detroit, Wani and Manley back here doing analysis in the studio, Tanny running the board. It should be excellent, and we'll see if I can find time to promote the book on any podcasts while we're out there. You know people in Detroit, Shane?
Maybe. I do. Yeah, I can get you on a lot of radio stations in Detroit if you want to.
Yeah, maybe book me on some shows.
Do you know who Mike Valenti is?
I do.
Okay, so do I.
I would love to go on his show. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, we could figure that out. During the Cub game, actually, we might be able to get you on with Valenti on Thursday.
Let's get me on with Valenti on Thursday. That would be any day I'd go on. We got a lot of Cubs games. I'd love to go on with Valenti. But that's not why you're here. The Cubs weekend was conflicting. Normally, I like to come out with, this is my top takeaway, right? Like, Kyle Hendricks, two more starts before they're going to pull it. Or Adbert Alzolay, officially a problem. Like, I could give you big headlines that would generate calls and would do all that sort of thing. And we're going to get into the specifics of it. But as I was watching all the games this weekend, I was like, all right, what's bad? Adbert blowing the save in game one of the doubleheader was bad. That's obviously a huge problem. Then he has the appearance in the eighth the next day when they're down three, had a couple of grounders, got a strikeout, looked better. But four blown saves already, that's pretty atrocious. Kyle Hendricks, if I'm making an argument that that was progress, but it was still four runs in four innings, and one of those home runs went 460 feet, that ball was absolutely blasted. Even me, the biggest Kyle Hendricks homer that you could find, like that, this is a disaster, and it's a real problem. But Justin Steele threw live BP at Wrigley over the weekend. That's very good. Our guy Nico Horner looks excellent. Michael Bush consistently giving you good at bats. And I thought that the play that he had defensively in what it was the ninth inning of game two of the Saturday doubleheader, that ball was smoked. They said it was 105 off the bat. Like that play he made defensively was really encouraging. Like I don't think that he's going to be a gold glover over there, but as a guy who has not played that much first base and you need to get his bat into the lineup, to see that he even has the ability to do something like that, I think is really, really promising for just long-term stability at the position, the trade. So that was a real positive, I thought.
Always smooth and natural and refreshing.
Yes.
Bush after bush after bush.
Yes. It was very smooth and refreshing to see him do that. Christopher Morel, not so good. I don't know what's going on with him at the plate, but it's probably just a real bad cold streak where he's not seeing the ball or straight up guessing, or maybe it's the finger injury. I don't know, but he looks terrible. Don't remember if I mentioned Keegan Thompson. That one I thought was excellent. He's only allowed one hit in seven innings. It's a team that because the stakes are so high and the expectations are so high that each individual person and piece and development matters a lot because they have depth. They have options. Like seeing Council send Amaya up for a sacrifice bunt when we know he hates bunts to put runners at first and second with one out, to then have Canario hit and Bellinger not pinch hit, and Canario swing out of his shoes, and then Nico to come up to the dish. Like, that was a fascinating decision. Canario then launches a homer in the next game. But it's like every decision matters. Every player on the team has a viable replacement. So the rope is the leash is shorter on these guys, or it should be. They're still overall, I mean, it was a disappointing, frustrating series split because of how you blew the first game of the doubleheader. And then, you know, if you win that game, Hendricks could be going for a sweep. But whatever, 2-2 against a terrible Marlins team. But I watched probably, I don't know, 33 of the 36 innings live and then obviously caught up on whatever I missed. And I was just like, all of it was compelling and stressful and interesting and consequential, good and bad. We'll get into the specifics of what I think you do with Alzolay and Hendricks coming up before Poles Position. And Poles Position in 20 minutes is, you might hate sports gambling, but it's what the markets are saying is most likely to happen for the Bears with the ninth overall pick. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Are you kidding me? Tune in to Twitch.
Afternoons on the Score.
Here's the pitch. Drilled in the air. Trouble deep left center. All the way back and gone for a home run. And the Marlins have taken a 3-2 lead. As I look at the flags, they are not blowing the way they have been almost all day. De La Cruz with a home run and Miami with their first lead of the day. It is 3-2 here in the ninth inning.
And you blew it! You blew it.
Alzolay blew the save. Hendricks on Sunday, four innings, four earned runs, two huge problems for the Cubs. Alzolay is interesting because he was objectively very good last year. It didn't look as good at the end of the year and he was getting hit harder, but he was very good and they need him. Period. Like, they might not need him as a closer. Maybe that'll be Ben Brown by the end of the year. Who knows? But like, there isn't a realistic path, assuming he's healthy, to him not pitching big innings. And Craig Counsell addressed that somewhat when talking about whatever new role might be there for the short term for Adbert Alzolay.
Well, we need Adbert to get outs. You know, that's, you know, regardless of where it is, we need Adbert to be an effective member of the bullpen. And I strongly believe that he will be. You know, we need outs. You know, where they come in the game. You know, it obviously stings when it comes at the end of the game there. But we need outs, you know, and Adbert's going to get us big outs this year.
They're not going to promise him closer. They shouldn't. Neris got the opportunity in game two of the doubleheader, gave up the real hard hit ball that I mentioned earlier that Bush fielded, but was a clean inning. I don't think it's going to be Adbert. I don't think it's going to be Neris. I don't think it's going to be Leiter. I think that the closer on this team, when they are playing August and September baseball, at this point, I'd put my money on Ben Brown or not on the team. Like, I think that's where the smart money is right now on who's going to be the closer. But assuming he's healthy, it's tough to see a path to them building a good bullpen without Adbert Alzolay having a big role in it. It just might not be at closer. The candor at which Counsell talked about Kyle Hendricks, though, is pretty damn noteworthy.
Well, I thought there were some positive signs. You know, there's no walks. There's five strikeouts. I do think that, you know, he limited the hard contact for the most part, but they strung together a good rally. And we're still looking at, you know, four runs on the board after four innings. So, you know, some good steps, some positive steps, some good innings for sure. Some kind of like took control of the inning type innings. You know, but we need better results, frankly.
So a texter says, I don't understand the babying of the Hendricks situation. He is done. They need to move on. Great for all he has done. But this is the pros. You need to produce. I know that I like Craig Counsell. Did anyone hear that as him babying him? He's like, there were steps forward, but he needs to produce. He needs to be better. Like, Tyone is back. Hendricks is still in the rotation. If Steele comes back and Hendricks is bad against Boston, he is not guaranteed a spot in this rotation. But they are going to say nice things about him whenever they can, to a point, because he's earned that amount of public respect and trust. But these guys are not blind loyalists here.
We need better results, frankly.
Yeah, that's pretty direct. Now, I can parse numbers with you on hard hit contact rate and say that at the beginning of that Padres game, it was a couple of, you know, soft bloopers that fell in before the wheels came off. He only threw, what, 56 pitches in this game? 58 pitches, whatever it was? It was a very quick hook on Hendricks. Like, I don't look at this yet like they are babying him in some way, or that he has, like, a birthright given to job. Like, Jed came on with us and said he expected him to make, you know, starts the rest of the year. He had a couple bad outings since then. Like, this can change fast, and hopefully it doesn't end with disgrace or shame is, like, way overstating it, because Kyle Hendricks is a legendary Cub no matter what. But hopefully he gets to write his own send-off, and it ends well. But the old saying, I was about to butcher the saying. All things wouldn't end unless they end poorly. You know the saying I'm talking about. Oh, God, that's me being solo.
An old saying in Tennessee. I think it was Texas.
All things end poorly or else they wouldn't end.
But fool me, won't get fooled again.
Yeah, no, watch me hit this drive. That's what I was trying to say. So it'll probably end poorly. It was not good. It hasn't been good. Kyle Hendricks took some ownership of it. We can play that briefly. Like, I did not hear after the game Kyle Hendricks or Craig Counsell sugarcoating how disastrous this has been.
Progress, you know, just got beat like five pitches in a row there. First pitch, hunting, mostly fastballs there. but still executed a lot mentally, more aggressive on the glove. Just, yeah, put us in a bad spot again. We had to win that game. We could take that series there. So a lot of disappointments, but I got to focus on the positives. The mental approach that I took out there and executing on the glove was better.
He gets another start. He won't get many more. And the fact that he didn't have success against an awful Marlins team, it's a huge problem. It's the biggest problem with the Cubs right now, with Adbert being a close second. And I guess I could mark both of those down and say injuries is the biggest problem, but you understand the point. Of the guys playing, Hendricks' performance is the biggest problem. He's a loss every time he takes the ball. Can't let that happen for too much longer. I think he gets a few more starts at this point, but when Steele comes back, to me, that's the unofficial deadline here. All the NFL reporters are emptying their notebook. There's some juicy nuggets on what could happen in front of Ryan Poles' 9th overall pick, and the gambling market is aggressively moving the odds at who is going to be drafted 9th. We'll give you the updates next for Poles' position on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.